September saw several arrests, conversations on tough issues, and positive changes. I'm Melissa Patrick as we take a ride back to September. The Holmes County Sheriff conducted Operation Blue Light, bringing into custody a total of 9 defendants. The operation was the result of a several-month-long narcotics investigation into various drug crimes throughout the county. The charges range from possession of drugs, aggravated trafficking in drugs, to weapons under disability, all felonies. The Holmes County Sheriff would also have a suspect flee after purchasing 4 French Bulldog puppies valued at $11,000 with fake currency. The suspect would end up in Ashland County, and after an organized search between Holmes and Ashland Sheriffs and the Loudonville Police Department, the suspect was found in a field without incident. The East Holmes School Board meeting would see an alleged hazing incident and questions over the culture of sports at Highland lead to a much larger crowd, and the board would address the issue.
These circumstances obviously are concerning for all of us. Our primary goal is to provide a safe and respectful environment for all students. We take the allegations of that behavior very seriously. Those investigations are essential, and as they serve protection for our students and the safe environment we strive to achieve. Those thorough investigations also take time, and we understand that can be frustrating. While at the same time, we must continue to wait for the investigation to be complete.
For me, my focus is not only where we are, but how we got here. There's a toxic culture in our sports programs and in our administration as well. Wednesday, May 17th, the board was notified of the alleged incident many of you were here about today. 2 days later, on Friday, May 19th, the superintendent proposed and the board voted in favor of 3-year contract extensions for both the head coach and the athletic director. It's a move I will never understand and should not go overlooked. There's family, there's best friends. The board members are out golfing, not even 2 weeks ago, with those directly involved. The integrity of these investigations, not to mention the integrity of this board, are called into question. It has one fatal flaw. Same men that acted in such a way that required the board to make these changes are now the ones tasked with enforcing them. There's no way I'm the only one that sees this as a huge issue. My understanding that the hazing ritual that allegedly occurred is nothing new. I am not condoning what happened, I am simply looking at the bigger picture. Was simply modeling behavior that was proven to be acceptable within the basketball program. If this sort of behavior has gone unpunished and overlooked for years, how can you blame the child? He is a product of the systems this district has in place.
Holmes County Emergency Management's newest employee, Jordan Cheek, would share the newest resource from the EMA for residents to use, a website that he created that can be found at holmescountyema.org. From there, you can find various links to help plan and be prepared and get information in case of an emergency. September would also find discussion on the need for poll workers. This discussion included a representative from Secretary of State Frank LaRose's office, as well as State Senator Andrew Brenner and State Representative Daryl Kick, along with the Holmes County Commissioners.
About 65% of our poll workers are over age 70, and most of them, when we had COVID happen, it really knocked the sales out of how many older poll workers we could get. But it's hard to get younger poll workers because they have commitments for work. They don't want to take a day off work or, you know, use a vacation day and then sit and work all day. And a lot of times they're exhausted the next day, so they have to take like 2 days of vacation. And we just have harder times getting the younger ones. The older folks don't want to work because of health concerns. I would guess that we have maybe 30% that would vote either early in person or absentee ahead of time, and then the other 60-70% are voting at the polls. They're sticking to the polls here.
Would there be ability to where we would do a policy process of what you would do, gives the Board of County Commissioners in any county discretion to pay at a certain higher level so that we can recruit poll workers that will say, well, yeah, I'll take a day off and go down that path?
I think a lot of people that are working out, the older people, see it as part of their patriotic duty. And it's
I agree.
Yeah. Leans towards mission work in a sense. But I'm not saying young people aren't like that, but it's time for a change to make people more.
And Dutchman Hospitality would announce that they had some new additions, including opening on Mondays again, as well as adding a donut truck, and that they would be making some changes at the Ohio Star Theater.
So the theater has entered into an agreement with Sight and Sound. So I don't know if anybody has been to Sight and Sound. They are in Branson, Missouri, and Lancaster, PA. So it is a biblical musical production, and we just came back last week, and it's amazing. It's the first commercial partnership that Sight and Sound has done. And in doing so, we are really kind of changing operations a little bit, and we have hired an artistic director, Tammy McKenzie. And Tammy she's been on Broadway. She has spent 28 years at Bologna University running their theater program.
We are shifting from being what is called a roadhouse, where we just bring theater companies in and we host them, to becoming a production house, where we actually produce our own theatrical shows. And that is a huge shift for any theater to be making. So as part of this exciting journey, we are building an infrastructure within our organization to support producing theater. And my position as artistic director is part of that infrastructure.
Around the state, Ohio's Political Map Making Commission unanimously approved new state house maps, and a county judge granted a temporary restraining order blocking a massive Republican-backed overhaul of Ohio's K-12 education system. This would hold until October 2nd. The Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks were added to the UNESCO World Heritage Sites list, and the state of Ohio would announce the re-imaging of the state's branding and slogan to the heart of it all. In Orville, in Wayne County, the Jam Smucker Company would put together a deal to buy Hostess Brands. With this look back to September, I'm Melissa Patrick.